Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And welcome back to another episode of Outside the Shoe. I'm Jeff Hammersley, joined once again by Meredith Hine, where we will talk about Ohio State sports that are not football or men's basketball related. This week, we will be discussing two Ohio State sports, field hockey and women's volleyball, both of them kicking off their seasons last week. So we'll review the last week's matches and games and look ahead to this weekend. So Meredith, let's get started. First question up here is Ohio State field hockey opened up their season, and they did it in an impressive fashion. They defeated UMass 7-0 and then Boston 3-2. What did you like most in those two victories?
Jeff, you see this kind of thing hinder teams all the time, being able to win blowouts and close spot matches. The Buckeyes did both this past weekend, absolutely annihilating UMass in their home opener and then earning a comeback win over BU. What's impressed me most early, in addition to the expected strong play of Esther Clotet-Alcina, has been the immediate contribution of the freshmen on the team, namely Sarah Charlie and Mackenzie Alessi. The pair combined for 6 shots on goal and 2 assists in the season opener against UMass. Expect these two to continue to grow and provide offensive firepower for the team heading into the rest of non-conference play.
Unlike last week, Ohio State will be on the road for 2 games this weekend, the first of which will be James Madison, that one taking place on Friday evening. But you can make a case that the bigger the weekend contest will be on Sunday when OSU travels to take on the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Meredith, what things do the Buckeyes need to do to ensure victories in both of these games this weekend?
You're absolutely right about Virginia, Jeff. The Cavaliers enter this week ranked 11th nationally, having defeated Old Dominion and number 9 Penn State already. It'll likely be the toughest test of the non-conference season for Ohio State, as at least Louisville will be at home for the Buckeyes. The Cavaliers have succeeded in low-scoring games thus far this season, shutting out Old Dominion 3-0 and Penn State 2-1. Ohio State's already demonstrated its ability to score at high volume, especially in its performance against UMass, but will need to overcome a tough Virginia defense to do so against the Cavaliers.
Looking at the season as a whole, you've mentioned some of the big names already for Ohio State field hockey, but Meredith, who do you think will be the biggest key to the Buckeye success throughout this campaign?
We already knew about Esther Clotet-Alcina, but Mackenzie Alessi has already demonstrated that the hype around her play is warranted. She totaled 51 minutes against UMass with 4 shots on goal and an assist, but really found her groove versus BU, playing for all 60 minutes, shooting on goal 5 times, and finally connecting for her first collegiate goal to put the Buckeyes ahead. There's little doubt that Alessi will be a force to be reckoned with as the season continues.
And again, Ohio State field hockey will be on the road this weekend. The first contest at James Madison in Harrisonburg, Virginia will be taking place at 6 p.m. on Friday, September 6th. And then on Sunday, September 8th, the Buckeyes go to Charlottesville, Virginia to take on the Virginia Cavaliers. That contest is scheduled for a 1 p.m. start. And to keep track of these contests, the Buckeyes and Dukes, you can follow live stats via the Ohio State Athletics website. And for Buckeyes Cavaliers, that one will be streaming live on the ESPN app and is available through participating TV providers. Now let's transition to women's volleyball. They open up the season over the weekend at the new Covelli Center. They won against Lehigh and VCU, but dropped a 5-set contest to Texas Tech. Meredith, what are your early season impressions after 3 games for women's volleyball?
Early on, it was impressive to see the Buckeyes able to shut out Lehigh 3-0 and play Texas Tech close, falling 2-3. However, given a tough Big Ten schedule, Ohio State really does need to cruise through non-conference play. Fortunately, there are already some individual players who have started to stand out for the Buckeyes. Mia Grunz, who was the early leader on the team with 57.5 points on the season, as well as newcomers like El Sandmoth, who's totaled 25 kills through three games, have proven to be early leaders on the team already.
It's been a good start for the Buckeyes, who are now 2-1, but the season has just started. Last time around, in 2018, the Buckeyes won their first four games before ending the campaign 12-20, losing their final 12 contests to close out the season. Meredith, how do they avoid the same fate in 2019?
As I mentioned, Ohio State really does have to own its non-conference schedule. The Buckeyes are at a disadvantage in that they're in a highly competitive conference, so being able to go on a hot streak at the end of the season can be challenging. Essentially, the pieces really do have to be in place before Ohio State can get to conference play.
Exactly, Meredith, and when we look at the conference schedule, there are some challenging contests on the horizon for Ohio State. But which of these remaining matches on the schedule could you see as being big hurdles for the Buckeyes?
In addition to Pitt, which enters this weekend's game as the 10th-ranked team in the nation, the Buckeyes will be challenged in pretty much every conference matchup they're scheduled to face. From Nebraska and Wisconsin to Illinois, Penn State, and Minnesota, the Big Ten looks to be the most hotly contested conference in women's volleyball this season. In particular, Nebraska, the national runner-up from 2018, is slated as the Buckeyes' final regular season match, scheduled for November 30th on the road in Lincoln.
And this brings us to our final question for this week's edition of Outside the Shoe. Ohio State women's volleyball will be on the road this weekend. Pittsburgh on Friday, Duquesne and Green Bay on Saturday. Meredith, what are the keys to each of these matches for the Buckeyes to emerge victorious?
As I mentioned, Pitt looks to be the Buckeyes' toughest non-conference match this season and gives a huge opportunity to see where the Buckeyes are at ahead of the start of Big Ten play later this month. The downside is that Ohio State has to play Pitt first this weekend, without the advantage of continuing to gel with matches against Duquesne and Green Bay. However, the upside is that the team will be fresh when it faces the Panthers. The Buckeyes will be relying on the play of both Mia Grunz and Elle Sandbaugh, as well as Janasia Moore, as they prepare to take on Pitt.
And once again, the Ohio State Buckeyes women's volleyball team on the road this weekend. Pittsburgh, Duquesne, and Green Bay are on tap. The contest with the Pittsburgh Panthers will be taking place on Friday, September 6th at 8 p.m. Live stats can be found on the Ohio State Athletics website. That match also will be streaming on ESPN+. Duquesne and Green Bay will be on Saturday, September 7th, with the first one against Duquesne at 11 a.m. Live stats can be found on Ohio State's website. And Green Bay at 6 p.m. Again, live stats can be found on the Ohio State Athletics website. And that will conclude this edition of Outside the Shoe. I'm Jeff Hammersley. Thanks again to Meredith Hine for joining us this weekend. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.